radio program is specially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillar global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable development. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and SANAMA. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we shall be focusing on adolescent health in general, whereby we shall be discussing about unwanted pregnancy and how to cope with it, and sexual transmitted infections, and the importance of testing. Later on the show, we shall also get to learn about the importance of prenatal care for young women who are pregnant and menstrual health maintenance among young people. But before proceeding with our discussions, let's have a brief background on adolescent health in general. In accordance to the World Health Organization, adolescence is the stage of life between childhood and adulthood from ages of 10 to 19. It's a unique stage of human development and an important time for laying the foundations of good health. Adolescents experience rapid physical, cognitive, and psychosocial growth, and this affects how they feel, think, make decisions, and interact with the world around them. Despite being thought of as a healthy stage of life, there is significant death, illness, and injury in the adolescent years. Much of this is preventable or treatable. During this stage, adolescents establish patterns of behavior, for instance, related to diet, physical activity, substance use, and sexual activity that can protect their health and the health of others around them, or put their health at risk now and in the future. To grow and develop in good health, adolescents need information including age-appropriate comprehensive sexuality education, opportunities to develop life skills, health services that are acceptable, equitable, appropriate, and effective, and safe and supportive environments. They also need opportunities to meaningfully participate in the design and delivery of interventions to improve and maintain their health. Expanding such opportunities is key to responding to adolescents' specific needs and rights. So now, what is unwanted pregnancy? What about STI testing and its prevention? And also, what is the importance of prenatal care for young women who are pregnant and menstrual health? For a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Abraham Pieng, a midwife working with Sanama, and Margaret Modong, also a midwife working with UNV, which is also a member of Sanama. You are welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Thank you so much.
To start with, what is adolescent health in general? Maybe, Abraham, you can start, and if there is addition, Margaret will come in.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think you have really give a brief insight of what is adolescent health in background to the World Health Organization. And in simple word, I would just say, adolescent health or youth health, in another word, involve the range of approaches to prevent, detect, treat young people health and well-being, in simple word. Often it is related to the issue that are required a connections of personal physical being or biopsychological being or the environmental well-being of an individual, any approach toward making young people well-being a mandate can be termed as what? As adolescent health.
Okay, Margaret, is there anything you need to add on?
Yeah, I think let me also add something briefly. As we saw before, as we heard from you, how you went through the term adolescence, and we find that this stage is a stage that moves someone from childhood to adulthood. And we also find that it's a unique stage. So it's being a unique, we find that as a person is in that stage, individuals have different ways of presenting this stage of adolescence. So we also find that during this stage, these adolescents, there are also people who like adventuring. Anything they feel they have to test and do it. So as they keep testing or as they keep doing it, it may be harmful to their health or it may be good to their health. So generally the health of the adolescents depends on how they are really being taught or depends on how the information they receive. You see, these adolescents, they like if they involved in substance use, if they don't use these substances very well, for example alcohol, for example these drugs, if they involve too much in it, you find that it will affect their health. And then sexual activity, if they are not guided on this sexual activity, you find that the more they initiate sex earlier, the more they are exposed to STIs, as we are going to look into them before. So if they are not guided in that, their health will what? Will be affected negatively. So these adolescents, their health, generally their health during adolescence, it's they're in a healthy state. But if they are not guided, that's when we find that their health will be affected negatively. So that's why we find that the adolescent health or the young health is ranging on the approaches onto preventing, detecting, and treating their what? Their well-being. So these adolescents needs those approaches that can prevent them, or if they are having already the health problem, they have to be what? They have to be treated earlier. So generally the health of the adolescents, they are healthy, but there are those things that can influence them to do them and can risk their health and can also bring their health negatively.
Okay. Now, as a midwife, what is unwanted pregnancy and how can young people prevent themselves from getting pregnant?
Okay. Unwanted pregnancy is a mistimed or unplanned pregnancy that someone get conceived without her really planning that I'm going to become pregnant. She just find herself, she's already what?
Pregnant.
Without her planning or without her timing. You just, maybe you are just for pleasure, you find yourself already what? Pregnant. So it is untimely or unplanned pregnancy. That's what we call unwanted pregnancy.
Well, coming to you, Abraham, how can young people prevent pregnancy among themselves?
Yeah, as you put it, as unwanted or unplanned pregnancy, as being a mistimed or what? Or unplanned conceptions of pregnancy. Mm. Therefore, how do one get pregnancy? That's a simple question we can ask ourselves. And one get pregnancy by involving into unprotected what? Unprotected sex, right? Mm. Having a sexual intercourse with someone without a use of any barrier, or you are not using any what? Any family planning method. This is now result into what? Into pregnancy. Therefore, our aim should be, one, abstaining from the sex. Mm. That we are not ready to face the what? The outcome of that sexual what? Intercourse. So this one, abstaining is even acceptable in the what? In the Bible what? Contracts. In the religious what? Contract. Or even in our what? In our cultural and social what? Contracts. So abstaining is the key to what? To unwanted pregnancy. However, as young people are growing, they face a lot of what? Of new thing in their lives, and they feel like they want to experience them. So by experiencing, they find themselves that they are involving into sexual intercourse that they are not what? But fed to what? To do, but because of what? The peer pressure and the influence. So what do we also need to do? We need to give them comprehensive sexuality education as what? As a package. A package that cares within it, where they can have accessibility to what? To use primarily what? Centers where they can get information. Where they can have accessibility to what? To use primarily centers where they can have what? Accessibility to family planning method. Where they can have accessibility to what? To the use of what? Of condoms. Where they can have accessibility to the testings and the counseling sessions before they what? They get involved into sexual in what? Intercourse. So with this few remarks, I think we are able to say we are preventing unwanted pregnancy. Yes. And if there's anything I might have missed out, madam, you can also add.
Okay, let me also add something briefly. You see, during this stage of adolescence, most of them are sexually active. Mm. So we find that them being sexually active, it really makes them to associate with their opposite sex. So as they continue associating with the opposite sex, definitely someone may what? May conceive. And that leads to unwanted pregnancy. So for us to prevent this unwanted pregnancy, it is because of lack of knowledge on how they can prevent this unwanted pregnancy. Mm. So we can help these young children or adolescent by availing them or talking to them about family planning. Mm. Because family planning is also another best method for prevention of what? Unwanted pregnancy. So we find that though they said the other cultures, or generally now in South Sudan, they said these young children are not supposed to use family planning. Mm. But however, it is good for them to use their family planning than them becoming pregnant, and which will make them not to finish their education. So we need to avail the family planning methods or the family planning services to these young adolescents so that they'll be able to prevent this unwanted pregnancy. There are a lot of methods of family planning that can help them to prevent the what? The pregnancy. So family planning is one of the methods that can help prevent this pregnancy. And then secondly, they can also use condoms. Condoms are also good for prevention of pregnancy and even STIs, including HIV. So, because they lack the knowledge and the information, we should be able to help these young ones to find where these condoms are, or to help them use these condoms in order for them to prevent the unwanted pregnancy. And then about the comprehensive sexual education, this thing should be start right from home. Parents should not shy away talking to their daughters and their sons about sex. You see, there are certain age, like what WHO has put, adolescent from 10 to 19. When a child reaches 10 years, even can be less than below 10 years, when a child reaches that, you need to tell that child that, you see, now you are growing. You have reached to this extent, to this age. This and that is going to take place in your body. Physical changes will take place. And when you reach this, you have these feelings. And when you have these feelings, you should be able to control. So, this education should start right from home. By the time the child grows up, he will know that when I reach to this age, they told me that this and this and this will happen. And if he or she recalls that, she will be able to do what? To control the sexual activities. So parents and everyone in the community at least should be able to talk about sexual activity at home. But however, abstinence could be the best method, because with abstinence, you abstain yourself completely from sex. And if you abstain yourself completely from sex, you are not preventing yourself only from unwanted pregnancy, also other infection. So those are the few points that I can also add to what my colleague has said.
Okay. Well, Margaret, you spoke earlier about STI. So what is STI and what is the importance of going for STI testing?
Okay. Thank you. STIs refer to infection transmitted from one person to another, and that could be infected person. Like when you had unprotected sex with someone who is having STIs, definitely you will have the infection. So STIs are sexually transmitted infection from one person to another.
Okay.
Sometimes can be transmitted also through contaminated blood. For example, HIV is also one of the STIs, and it can also be transmitted through contaminated blood. Like when someone has HIV and you happen to touch that blood without and you have the card, you can easily get the HIV. And also can be transmitted to unborn babies, like for those young girls who are pregnant. STIs are the most common illness among the young
people.
You find that it became a public health issue because the incidence that happens among the young children increases, and its prevalence also increases because of them being sexually active. So this results into negative medical and psychosocial effects to these young ones. And then also STI can facilitate the transmission of HIV. If someone has STIs, for example, if you have the genital ulcers, also syphilis, because it gives rashes. So if you happen to have sex with someone who is infected, you can easily do what? You can easily contact the HIV because of the STIs.
What about the importance of going for the testing? I think, Abraham, you can catch up there.
Yeah, thank you. I think my grade has put a lot of what STI is. In simple word, infection that can be transmitted or passed from one person to another during what? Sexual what?
Intercourse.
And when we talk of sexual intercourse, it is with what? With an infected what? Partner. But when we talk of this sexual intercourse, someone will say what kind of sex? Because there are so many sex, but all of them are risky. Being vaginal intercourse, it is risky. Being what? Anal intercourse, it is risky. Being oral intercourse, it is risky. So all the form of sexual intercourse are what? Are risky. However, when you talk of this STI, what are they? They can be bacterial, including things to do with gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. What are these STI? They can be by parasite, including what? Thing to do with trichomoniasis. They can be what? Viruses. Viral what? STI thing to do with what? HIV and hepatitis B. And if you talk of, why is it important for you to go for what? For the voluntarily counseling and what? And testing. First and foremost, it helps you to know your what? Your health status. Are you healthy or not? And if you are healthy, why is it important to be healthy? It is what? For your what? Well-being. Good living is life, right? And therefore, you will be able to maintain your what? Healthy status. You will not be able to prevent your what? Yourself from getting what? Those infections. You will be careful in a way that if you are healthy, you must make sure that you don't come into sexual intercourse with someone who doesn't know what his or her status. This one will be very important. Secondly, it's also important in a way that if you find that you are what? You are positive with any of the STIs. Some of them are what? Are curable. They can be treated and go completely. So you can now go to seek for what? For treatment. And those ones which are curable, you are able to what? Treat them and let them what? Go completely in your life. For those ones who are not curable, for example, HIV and hepatitis B, what do? You will be enrolled into what? Into a treatment that you will now live what? A positive what? Living lifestyle, where you will be able to be taking your medication and you are even able to live a life where you will not even transmit to your what? To your partner. Because with HIV now these days, there is even what is known as U is equal to U. That is undetected is equal to what? Untransmittable. So you can have the HIV virus in you, but you will reach a level where the virus is completely suppressed to the level that you are unable to transmit to your what? To your partner, even with unprotected what? With unprotected sex. And you are even able to produce a negative living what? Children. Your children can be negative and they can live what? A healthy life when you are even what? Positive. So that is why it is important for the young people at least to go what? For the voluntary what? Testing and what? And counseling.
Okay.
And there's one funny thing with STIs. You find that if someone is infected with the STI, for them they are as asymptomatic. They don't show the sign out immediately. So you may be thinking you don't have the STIs, yet you already have them in your body because you don't see any sign or symptom in you. So if you go for the test, that's when you will know that you really have the STIs. So if you are tested and they find that you have the type of the STIs that you have, you will be told, and immediately they will give you treatment. And if you stay for longer without it being detected and also without it being treated, then it can lead to a serious health condition that can develop into a chronic condition, which is not good. Yet this is something that if you are tested earlier can be treated. So it is really very important because STIs are asymptomatic, that cannot show any sign to show that you are having the STIs unless you are tested.
Okay. Now, how can we prevent ourselves from STIs?
Yeah, STIs generally, they are really preventable. Most of them are part, they're all preventable. So the first thing that, the very, very important point that if one really could maintain it is abstinence. If you abstain yourself from sex, you know that you are 100% preventing what? These STIs. Because with abstinence, you don't involve yourself into sexual intercourse. So you are just, you are completely free from these STIs. Then if you cannot abstain yourself completely from sex, then you have to be faithful to one partner. And if you are faithful to one partner, you have to be tested, both of you. You have to know yourself that both of you don't have one of the STIs. Then you continue having sexual intercourse, just you the two. Don't again go outside and you have another one, then you come to this one saying you are faithful. There you are not faithful. You may go outside there again and bring to infect this other one. So you have to be faithful to have only one sexual partner. And then the other one is correct and consistent use of condoms. Whenever you're going for sex, don't say today I don't want to have to use condoms. No. If you want to be free from STIs, today you're going for sex, you have to use the condom correctly and consistent. Tomorrow you have sex, you have to use condom, even if not with one person, but whenever you're having sex with different people, you should what? Use condom, and you should know its use correctly. If you again don't know its use correctly, it will again turn around and make you to contact what? The STIs. And then the other point is you have to reduce or stop risk behaviors. There are those behaviors that can lead you into having sex even unknowingly. You find yourself you already had sex. How? You cannot even tell from the beginning. Especially alcohol. When you are drunk, more especially women or girls, when you are drunk, you can be used anyhow without you knowing. By the time you wake up, you just find yourself you already had sex with someone. So alcohol is one of the behavior that you should do. Stop so that you cannot have sex to avoid the STIs. Also drugs. There are those drugs that people use, or these adolescents use, that once they use them, they become unconscious and they can also divert into having sex. So if you had that, then you are risking yourself to have sex, to contact STIs. So reduction or stop risk behaviors. Then reduction in multiple sexual partners. If you have been having many sexual partners, this is the time, if you want to prevent STIs, this is the time you have to reduce them to one, so that you will not be contacting them from different partners. So you should always reduce the sexual partners if you have been having many of them. And then partner tracing. Maybe if you had many partners, sexual partners, and you are tested, they found out that you have STI, one of the STI, and then these partners have to be traced so that they can also be tested. If they are positive, if they are found, they also have the STIs, then they will be treated in order not to spread these STIs to other people. Life skill saving. For example, someone should be able to negotiate for safer sex. Like if someone comes to me and asks, today, can we go out? Yes, I will say we can go. But before we have sex, you have to negotiate. Now that today we are going to have sex, how are we going to have it? You can either say we use condom, okay? But don't allow yourself to have sex without condom. So that is how you negotiate for safer sex. If he said no, for him, he doesn't want to use condom, because you don't want to get STIs, you leave. Mm. You say no, you cannot go ahead. Then delay having sexual relationship for the young girls. For you to prevent yourself from getting these STIs, at least you have to delay yourself in sexual initiation. If you start sex at early stage, then you'll be you are likely to what? To have sex. I mean, to get these STIs. Because as you saw, the definition of STIs is you get the STIs through sexual intercourse. So as the more you continue having the sex, or the early you initiate the sex, the more you will continue getting the STIs. So briefly, those are the few points that I've put forward. Maybe my colleague can also add if he has something.
Yeah, thank you so much, Madong. I think you have really highlighted more on, but just I will just summarize into two or three words.
Yes.
Yeah. One most importantly is abstinence. And abstinence involves two things. Is abstinence completely promote from sex? Abstinence from sex. And risk associated factors that are associated what? With sexual what? Intercourse. So it's abstinent from sex and factors that food are into risk of what? Sexual intercourse. And secondly is B, which is what? Being peaceful to two things. Number one is making sure that you what? You undergo what? Voluntarily counseling and what? And testing.
Mm.
And if you are assured that now this two of you are safe, then you'll be peaceful to what? To one another. However, for young people, I only encourage them to do two things. One is abstinence. If you fail to abstain, please. Option is, number B is what? Condoms. Condoms are what? Should be used correctly and consistently. So that means it is abstinent. If you fail to abstain, you opt for what? For condom. Reason being, because involving in sex is not only with STI, it can also result into what? Into pregnancy.
Hmm.
So that's why I only advise young people to opt for these two things.
Okay, thank you, Abraham. Now, since we're talking about adolescent health generally, what can you say about prenatal care? Abraham, you can
Yeah, when we talk of prenatal care, simply it means a care that is provided to a young, a health care, let me just use that word, a health care that is provided to a what? To a woman while she is pregnant.
Hmm.
And the importance of this care is only aiming at making sure that both the mother and the child, they experience a healthy outcomes of the what? Of the pregnancy. And what are the things that are involved in what? In prenatal care. They involve checkups. Yeah, right? Monthly checkup during what? During pregnancy. Counseling. Voluntarily counseling and what? And testing. Health education. Health education involves the healthy living style, the nutrition part of it, the exercise part of it, the do and the don't during what? During pregnancy.
Mm.
So these are the key elements. Another thing is also what? Supplementary what? Care, like thing to do with what? With iron tablet, which are very important during pregnancy to boost the immunity system. Thing to do with penicillin. These are what? Preventive care. So these are the few things that I can remark that are highly involved in what? In prenatal what? Prenatal care. And that's why it is very important while you are pregnant, kindly make sure you what? You visit the hospital. Because this thing also helps you to get acquainted with the environment, and you develop a relationship between you and what? And the midwife. As long as you are about to deliver, you will know when to deliver and where to deliver and who will deliver you.
Okay. Now, why is prenatal care important for young women who are pregnant? I mean, young people especially. Madam Margaret.
Yes, please. Yeah, prenatal care is very important for these young young girls, because them coming pregnant is for the first time. Mm. And then some of them, they are really very young for the pelvic to withstand with a pregnancy. So they have to come to the hospital, or they have to attend to antenatal, or they have to receive the antenatal services. One, we need, during antenatal, there is monitoring of the fetus or the baby in the womb.
Mm.
What do we monitor from this baby during the assessment? Like when she comes to the hospital, we shall be able to know the size of the baby. We shall be able to know the lie of the baby. We shall be able to know the position of the baby. If the size of the baby is big compared to the pelvis that she has, then decision will be done earlier for her labor. And then if the lie is not normal or there's malt presentation, then we shall also inform her accordingly and earlier that this baby is lying not in a correct way. So this and that, all your labor will not be normally. Your labor will be done by operation. So if she comes, that's when we shall be able to what? To tell her about her baby, the way I've put it. Because when she's at home, if she does not attend antenatal, all this will not be known.
Mm.
And if it is not known, sometimes they'll continue laboring at home. And if she continues laboring at home, if the baby is big compared to the pelvis, this baby will not come out. Even if the baby comes out, this mother will be left in problem. That's why we end up having fistula. And mostly fistula happens with the first pregnancy. So it is very important for this mother to come, for this young girl to come to the hospital. And then also, there's detection of complications or conditions that is now in the mother. For example, when she comes to attend antenatal, we take the blood pressure. If the blood pressure is high, and then she will be managed, monitored, until she delivers. And mostly this blood pressure is high with the young girls. So the importance of antenatal is we shall detect the condition, for example, the high blood pressure, the bleeding, and then we also assess the pelvis. If the pelvis is not adequate, we shall also inform you her that the pelvis is not adequate, so you will not be able to deliver normally. And then there are also tests that we give to these mothers, like what he put before, tests for HIV, tests for syphilis, hemoglobin. For HIV, when she's tested and positive, we need to prevent the transmission from her to the baby. We need her to deliver a negative child. Then syphilis, because syphilis has effect on the baby, we also need, if she's tested and she has the syphilis, she's treated immediately. If not treated immediately, then it will have effect on the pregnancy. Either it's terminated or the baby will be delivered with a complication. And then hemoglobin. If her blood is taken and the hemoglobin is low, that is, she has anemia, then she has to be treated for the anemia before the time of labor. And then the urine has also to be tested. If there is UTI, then she has to be treated. The blood group, where there is rhesus negative, it also affects the pregnancy. That pregnancy can be terminated when the mother is rhesus positive, negative, and maybe the baby inside is rhesus negative. So there is that reaction between the rhesus of the mother and the baby. So if they react like that, then the pregnancy can easily be terminated. But when they come to the hospital and it is realized, you find that there is that anti-D that can be given to the mother to maintain the pregnancy. Also, there's birth preparedness. Normally, when they come to the hospital, we prepare where she's going to deliver. We tell her, please deliver in the hospital. You shouldn't deliver from home. We ask who will escort you. That we prepare so that when that time for labor comes, she will just be ready and knowing where she's going to deliver from. She has at least saved some money. There are people who will bring her. So it becomes very easy for her. Then there's health education as she comes. You also tell them the danger signs, because the danger signs are also very, they are life-threatening. For example, bleeding can start to bleed when she's still a few months. Then we tell her, when you see bleeding, please, you have to rush to the hospital. That is a life-threatening sign. And then when the baby is not moving inside, that is also another danger sign. When there's the edema of the whole body, then that's already another problem. So, then sign of labor, because when they are pregnant for the first time, those ones who are pregnant for the first time, they don't know the signs of pregnancy. So we also educate them on the signs of pregnancy. And then parental advice. We also tell them on how they are going to continue as parents as if they deliver. So it's very, very important for these young girls to come to the hospital because of the points that I've really mentioned.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Now, coming back to you, Abraham, what can you say about menstrual health in regards to young people?
Yeah, thank you so much. I just wanted to say that there was menstruation that results into menstrual health. Menstruation is a normal biological process that is mandatory for every woman, and it is what enables us to produce. Mm-hmm. So therefore, menstrual health to me is a comprehensive word. It's a comprehensive word, or menstrual hygiene or health is a comprehensive word that involves all the health practices during what? During menstruation, that can prevent women and girls from what? From infection in the reproductive and health what? And the reproductive and urinary tracts, from shame and stigma in the society, mm-hmm. From this intimidation by the what? By the others. However, how do we achieve it? It can be achieved through what? A comprehensive approach. One is making sure that these young girls has what? Has information. By the age of 10 to 17, in the middle here, 10 to 13 commonly, you will see your past menstruation period. They need to be prepared what? Mentally. Mm. Two is making sure that they have accessibility to the what? To the material. And when I talk of the material, all the material that enable them to maintain the what? The menstrual hygiene. Thing to do with parts, the dignity kits that contain all the what? All the required what? Material. Making sure that they have what? The privacy. Whenever this thing will happen to them, at least they are treated with privacy and what? And confidentiality at the school level, at the household, in the community. And lastly is making sure that there are important in structures. Structures such as what? The hand washing facilities, the toilet that can have that privacy for them. Making sure that there are soaps and washing what? And washing water to wash their private part and that and the hand. Maybe I will let Madong add something.
Yes, Madong, you can add something as a woman, you know.
Okay, thank you. I think, as he said, mental health generally it's how these young girls are really what they do when they experience the menstrual period. During this time, they are supposed to have hygienic way of maintaining themselves. So because they lack knowledge, they were not told how what they're supposed to do. So it becomes really very difficult for them sometimes, for some of them to cope up. So as he said, they have to wash themselves, changing the sanitary pads, proper disposal of the sanitary pads. You're not supposed to throw them anyhow, but you should dispose them in a way that cannot really be exposed out. And then you also have to keep the public area clean. I think those are the few things that I can also add.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret and Abraham. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. And that was Abraham Pieng, a midwife working with Sanama, and Margaret Modong, also a midwife working with UNV, which is also a member of Sanama Speaking. Our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986. Or 0911986986, so you can send a text on 0913986986 to share your opinion. We are talking about adolescent health in general. If you have any question as a young person, ask and you'll be responded immediately by a team of experts. So why do you think it is very important for you to know about your health as a young person? I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, this is the governor from Majok.
You're welcome, Majok.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the program.
Thanks.
Thank you, boss.
Yes, I had my sex. So, also, I'm a person to the guests in that area. Discussing really important questions.
Yes, please.
My question is, there are illiterate young girls that are around South Sudan, all over the villages, and these services that people are doing, they are not even reaching them. So how best could they extend these services to reach them, to have mental hygiene for them?
All right.
Thank you so much, Majok.
Okay, you can answer him concerning the illiterate girls who need help concerning menstrual hygiene, you know.
Yeah, thank you so much, Majok. I think when we talk of illiteracy, it is one of the factors that is affecting our society, especially the developing countries. And illiteracy and health always move in different directions. However, culturally, there are some ways that these young girls can manage their menstruation. But the most importantly are those cultural practices safe or unsafe. Mm-hmm. The approaches, the methodologies, the material they are using to maintain their menstrual health, are they safe? And if they are not safe, what can we, the young people who have the information, who are the relatives to these girls, who are from the same community with these people, who are able to come and listen to radio like you, Majok in Kwajuk, what roles are you playing? So, health to me is a comprehensive word, required comprehensive word approaches, where at the household level, at the community level, in the policy level, by the word, healthcare professionals, all these efforts are put together, this is when we can say we are able to achieve the health. Therefore, what I can just say is that I recommend us to look into the approaches that they are using toward maintaining their menstrual health. And if they are safe, we encourage them to to continue. And if they are unsafe, we use approaches that are culturally acceptable and relevant to make sure that they shift to the safer method. That's what I can just say. Maybe Madong, if you can have anything to add, you can also add.
Yeah, I think what my colleague has said is, at the moment, can really help, because we really need this information to reach to each of every girl in the community, either being literacy or illiteracy. But only that, at the moment, this program cannot reach up to everywhere, so that we can really cover a lot of girls in various places. But I encourage people like those of Majok who are hearing to what we are saying, you note what we are really presenting, And then you go to the families, or even in the community, you can even approach some of the health workers, and then you get helped by them. But however, we hope that this program, one day, one time, will also reach up to the communities by not only talking in the studio, but also going deep into the villages. Mm-hmm. I think that's few that I can answer
all right.
here.
All right, thank you. Majok, let me hope that you got the answer for your question. You can also pass the information to the illiterate in your community. 0922-986-986. So you can send a text on 0913-986-986. The Kulumustemita is a radio. The Fushataki Asantaba, the Sherifi Barnamikta Zone 72 Youth Program. Wa alela nabuon sufogo sahabita Shabab al Sukerin. Lo index one. The sabab suker ita bi agder asadu asan diuftana fifi dakil studiat ini alibijuabo ita tuwali au kaman uurile ana malu uo mohim asan ita bi aruf sahabitak ze sabab suker au kaman raya takisunule sabab asan umon bi hafiso sahata umon kweis I read you.
Hello,
hello, is magmunu dara minuen.
Tong alwet mun madina wa.
Tong alwet kevita.
Ana kwes bar beta kumitu kwesin.
Ana kwesin mar hab twali.
Ah shukran le ko mana matu be barnama talenti dikto ana o beta de shabab. Ana mashkur jiddan ana awal badi tayasil le biyo fil studio. Ah fil barnama de kwes talenti badata beo. Deo barnama jeno be khali kul shabab. Okuna arfina amposu shab Ashaba, my Degas, the Hamalu, the Triga, Al Mafi Malu, Welkaman, Ashabak, and the Haluman, my Lumosai. Fine, Anishaifu, the Haja Sami, Mafi, Kalamlaki, Kalami, Basal Kedem. And all the same are Vasa Kulukum, Kulu Barnami Jadir, the Amulu, Phil Malada, Phil Larwadi, Radio. Save any of the Mustama Amal community, and ask a Mabasuma, the radio, Kazit and Shabab, Oman Magadin Yasuma, the radio. How they are to do a link to Balabu, a Shanelo, a Shabab del Etasalo, a Lajadi, that Lano Kulishi has a bit Kalomo, the radio, or Vintai, the radio. Mushabab, I can see Kilmad and Mahemin, Al Nazu Kalamano, who Naz Kaman Mabetaba, Nazar Kibar. They are to trigger into Betamulu, Lenaz Shanelo. Yukun saye le nasa chandu yegder yukun kafaya lo. Shukran lekum.
Okay, shukran. Shukran. Tong alwet, I think you can respond to him.
Shukran halek shade de atong na Madina wow. Yan, basana bugul bas aya wide ene. Dara shunu radio de de ashan. Zema asa nina alfijuba de nina ma wasal nas. Wow. Nina kaman ma wasal pukwa jok. Zaman wide de masu.
Yeah.
That's why people opt to using radio. Shanshinu nasal piwaad eh. Basta bukun fi Arabia betak, telisa kaman basma anina. Ita bukun fi dukan betak, and you can also what? Get us. So radio is like, is a simple medium where a message can reach everyone at different what? A different location on in different environment at the same time. That's one thing that I can say why we use what? Radio as one of the medium. But fortunately also people can also opt to other community outreaches, and I can say that there are so many organizations who are doing community outreaches on different programs, except maybe because of our engagement that sometimes we don't attend those programs. There are so many organizations that are doing, but it's still also this program, under this program we can still put it into considerations for maybe other future plan. That's what I can say about it.
Okay, thank you. Tong Aloid, let me hope you got the answer to your question. Or come on, it again, Kelim. Sabab Tanin Magasuma le Radio Mon Maba Asuma Kelima Kida. So Ajalifi, itaburile Sabab Aligeri, Maitafi Barnamik Isim Zone 72 Youth Program or Barnamik De Tasabab Gidere So Sabab Ketir, itabag der Warilomon Kulium Sebit Minsa Arba Kilomon Asuma le Al Barnamik De Asan Hayatomon Bigeru. Itakaman Abder Sheri Krata Kituwali Fida Kristudieta Iza I Radio Lo Indak Suwala Ze Sabab Suker Au Kaman Indak Raya Itateruri Le Sabab Sukerin Marhab Tuwali I Radio.
Yes, hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Willianin from us.
Oh, you're welcome, Willianin.
Okay, thank you. I asked some questions so that there's something here I want to know.
Welcome.
Okay. So there are some young girls or young men, sometimes they don't carry condom with them, then I don't know what can you tell them. For some of them, they say if you carry condom, it is a big shame. That's number one. Number two, for those who don't know how to use condom, is there any basic training to show them? Because sometimes you cannot know how to use it. If you use it, maybe it will get on and then it will complicate things. That's number two. Number three, for those ladies, sometimes they have menstruation pain and so forth. I don't know what is the cause and what to do to prevent all this.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Willie.
Thank you so much, Hanin. Deme na osomen madina wawa.
Yes.
Anakan anavugulian wawa nara wawa mama numa.
Wow, so cool.
Yeah, Hanin, thank you so much. What I just wanted to answer the two things. That is, one is the caring of condoms. Ajamana, to care a condom is like you are someone who's hell is concerned. That's what I can say. Mm. And even you as a nin, if you have your child who is as rich an adolescent age, you can tell him, my son, my daughter, remember your health is yours. Kindly abstain from sexual activities, and if you cannot manage, remember what to use condom. However, when we talk about the uses of condoms, are people to be educated of? Mm. I can say like almost all of us in Sudan, we have in all the teaching hospital, I can say like in what teaching hospital, they have used plainly what? Use plenary center that is supported by RAS.
Mm.
And I can say almost all of us has Sudan, all the teaching hospital, they has what? Use plenary centers. And these use plenary centers, they are not only there to provide what? Services. They are also there to provide what? Information, education. Young people can go there even just to get some health advice. That's one thing that I can mention. And they will even get to know that carrying condom doesn't, as he said, with any shame. Mind if you for there. Yeah, and Zol al mutaj le ajade le sahabito ya. And bukun ashamed of that. I don't think you cannot be ashamed of your health.
Mm.
Therefore, like carrying condom is something that is mandated. And if you can even check my back, don't be surprised. See one condom I have it here with me. And this is something. It is for my health. It's not that I am scared that I can be involved into sex. But is that also, I can even help a friend who is in need of that what? Condom for safety purpose.
Mm.
Because I'm also a condom ambassador. So I can give you for your heart, for your health. And regarding menstrual pain, I think this is something that is very easy. Because in these used friendly centers, they also have what? Family planning session. So with that family planning session, what do they do? Family planning is not only all about preventing what? Unwanted pregnancy. It's also what? It's also about some hormonal imbalances, and this family planning method, like the COC, they have both hormone, and if you use them, they're able to what? To balance your hormone. I think this is something I can say. Maybe, Madong, you can also add something on this.
Yes, about the menstrual pain.
Yeah, there are other girls that sometimes they experience the menstrual pain. And as we look at the menstrual cycle or the menstrual flow of the blood, we know very well this is when unfertilized egg is being washed out, and together with some of the parts in the uterus. So as that those parts of the uterus are being washed out together with the blood, it brings that pain.
Hmm.
And normally, to other ladies, it's something that mild that can be easily treated or relieved by some few painkillers. But for those who have severe pain, I think maybe some infections, bacterial infections, and maybe my hormonal imbalance entered in. So that's where, if the pain is so severe we encouraged such a person to seek medical attention for a checkup, hormonal or even in her general body. Sometimes we find when such a person comes, when they do the checkup, they'll at least find that she has some health problem. And if it's identified, definitely that person will be treated and she will be well. And also, as he said, sometimes some of these things are treated by giving the COC, that is the contraceptive pills. So if anyone in the villages there is having that problem, she's not shy. She has to come to the hospital.
All right, thank you. I'm going to pick now two calls because of our time. You still have the chance to ask questions or share your opinion in the program. I read you.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Albino Yun from Barazal.
You're welcome, Albino.
That is now I have opened my radio recently and I don't know the top of it.
Well, we are talking about adolescent health in general. Yes, do you have any question concerning adolescent health? For example, something you don't understand about family planning, sexual transmitted disease infection, and early pregnancy.
Yeah. So, what is the age of the girl who is supposed to be married? Really, because we are concerned now, some of the girls, they are always married after, even before 18 years, 15 years, 16 years.
Okay.
Do that also accept?
Thank you so much. I think your question is more of policies. And I think, like, constitutionally, when you say what is marriageable age, I think marriageable age is not defined in our constitution. However, they say that a mature person is someone who's above the age of 18.
I think you can answer it in regards to health, like,
yeah, that's why I'm coming now.
Yes.
Yeah, so when we talk of policies, like, whatever the policy says, whatever also. However, a young person is fully developed at the age of 20, health-wise. So a woman body is fully developed. That's when we say, like, by the age of 20, there's no more development that is taking place. I mean, like, there's no more growth. Maybe in height, but the only thing that will be there, maybe you will only increase in what? In size. So at least by the age of 20, at least someone is as suitable at least to now to experience. Maybe her past pregnancy there, I can say, is not too bad for what? For health intervention.
Okay.
Yeah, biologically can maybe be like that, but to me, I encouraged the lady to get married after she has graduated.
Yes.
After graduation.
And assuming she's not in school.
No, I encourage all girls to be in school.
Yeah, I did.
Educated girl is a responsible person. She's going to be a responsible person. So she has to go to school and get at least a paper. After she has got a paper, though she has not entered university, but she has to get a paper, that's when she'll get married. But biologically, I can say around 25, that's when a girl can really get married. That's when she's now very ready, matured, to even withstand all the problems in the family.
Meaning we don't have age limit, right? Okay, thank you. Let me hope, Albino, you got the answer to your question. Let me pick this. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Majok.
You're welcome, Majok. From where?
I'm in Bajok.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What I need to know from you is something like a point of clarification. I want to clear something from you.
Yes, please.
Yes.
For all in this information is very fantastic information, but some people now, when you listen for me now, I'm very young boy.
Yes.
But when you now fall into love with your last friend, and you talk about something to each one of even in a relationship. In some of them, they can even break out the relationship. They said, why do you say all this? What can you tell to them as their advice?
Yeah, thank you so much, Majok. I think this is a very common question that we as young people we face, more especially when we come to those villages where people say like condom is for the prostitute. You understand? So, and this is one thing that I need to say. My brother, my joke, and all the listeners, I wanted to say one thing. We live one life, and our life doesn't have a spare part, Ajamana. You don't have the spare part. I have a ton of the mind where I spare, Ajamana. Of which, look, and you will not reverse it, right? So, therefore, you wanted to tell this person in a good way that, my dear, this thing is not for what? It's not meant for the prostitute or whoever. It is even you as a married wife at home or a married man, you are able to use what? Condoms. When you are not ready to what? To face any challenge regarding what? Pregnancy. So the whole thing is that you need to negotiate, you need to have that negotiative skill by saying that, my dear, I am requesting you to use this one with me. Not because I know that you are anything, but because even me, I don't know my status. And you also, I don't know your status. So I may say that we are using this one to protect what?
Ourself.
To protect ourselves. And even to avoid things to do with what? With unwanted pregnancy. And if you iron this out by beginning with your own status, not even hers or his, then now you are what? Good to go. And also mention the cases of what? Unwanted pregnancy.
All right. Okay, Majok, let me hope you got the answer to your question. And Majok, if you get a girlfriend maybe refusing for you people to use a protector, what you can do is if she quits you, then she's not your destiny. Do not worry. When you continue, you'll get somebody who would love you.
That's how
it will be. All right, let's now go to our line of SMS. There is someone who sent a message here saying, hello, I radio. Call me Peterson from WOW. My question is that how can our young girls in the villages control themselves from such things like pregnancy? Yes, Madam Margaret, you can respond to this.
Okay, I think earlier on we talked of prevention of pregnancy, where we mentioned about abstinence. So that young girl who is in the village should abstain herself from associating with opposite sex to the extent of having sex. So let her abstain herself from having sex. If she abstain herself from having sex, she is going to stay safe without getting pregnant. Mm. And then the other thing we talked of condoms. She should also use condom. If she uses condom, she is not going to conceive because condom acts as a barrier. And if it is a barrier, which means she is not going to conceive. And then the third one is she has not to start sex earlier.
All right.
I think those are the things that I can really help.
Okay,
you.
Thank you. Now, coming back to you, Abraham, what is your last remark to your audience, especially the young people?
Yeah, thank you so much. I would just wanted to say thank you so much, dear listeners, for the time you have taken with us. And if you have followed us from the beginning up to the end of this show, I think you will understand that an adolescent health is a comprehensive what? Is a comprehensive thing that need a comprehensive approaches in the area that we need to give them an education. An education need to begin from home. We need to give them accurate information and avoid misleading information. We need also to support them with material that will help them to understand the importance of their sexuality in the area. When you are a girl, you are a boy, what is important for you? What are the material that young girl need for their menstrual management? What are the material that both boys and girls need for what? For the prevention of sexual transmitted infection and early what? And early pregnancy. And those materials, they involve what? Information. Linkage them to the health facilities if you don't have enough information. So this is what I would just say. And all in all, our health is everything. Health is wealth. Health is all we need in our life. Health is the priority. Therefore, I encourage everyone to live a healthy life by abstaining from what? Sexual intercourses and unnecessary behavior that can lead you out of your health. Thank you so much.
All right. Margaret, what is your message to your audience?
To me, I encourage all the adolescents, the youth, the young people to always visit the youth-friendly services. If the visit does have youth-friendly units, they'll be able to get a lot of information from there, a lot of services that are really made for them. Because in those units, those services are meant for the adolescent. So I encourage them to go there to seek information, the services, so that they'll be able to get the information. They'll be able to use the services to prevent some of these things that we talked of them here. Our talking here alone can help only those ones who can hear, but there are those ones who cannot hear. And then I also urge those ones who are listening to also pass this information to those ones who are not getting the information from the radios. I think that's all that I can pass to the audience.
All right, thank you. Well, if I didn't pick your call, do not worry. We shall continue with the same program the coming Saturday at the same time. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009-497. And the hotlines are for GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, adolescent health immediate is 885. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled adolescent health in general. And my guests in the studio were Abraham Pieng, a midwife working for Sanama, and Margaret Modong, also a midwife working with UNV, which is also a member of Sanama. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
Sudan.